In recent days, important developments occurred, and to update us on the latest events, Michael Kolokosian is with us, the Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia. Michael, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you, Vahe. Thanks for having me.
Michael, the latest notable event was the cancellation of the Friends of Azerbaijan group in the Victorian Parliament. What's the background story?
Well, on Monday the 17th of June at around in the late hours of the evening, we were informed that the Azerbaijani embassy with the likes of Natalie Suleiman, MP from the Labour Party, and David Southwick, MP from the Liberal Party, had sent out a mass email to their colleagues in the Victorian Parliament, all members of Parliament, inviting them to the inaugural meeting of the Parliamentary Friends of Azerbaijan on Wednesday later that week at 4:30 p.m. So we didn't really have much time to commence our advocacy, but within those 36 hours, we reached out to various different civil society bodies in Australia, from the Greek, Cypriot, Assyrian, Kurdish, Yazidi and Christian bodies. And within those 36 hours, they had all written to every single member of the parliament, as well as Ms. Suleiman and Mr. Southwick, calling on both of them to withdraw their invitation. And should they fail to do so, for parliamentarians elected in the Victorian Parliament to boycott the meeting. Now, the reason for the boycott and the reason for calling for the withdrawal of that invitation is because of Azerbaijan's human rights records, particularly when you look at what's been happening to Armenians over the last 4 years, and more recently since September 2023, you have the ethnic cleansing of Artsakh's 180,000 Armenians. Let's not forget that there was 180,000 Armenians living in Artsakh in September 2020. So since then, you've had the gradual depopulation, and then in September 2023, the full depopulation of Artsakh. We still have countless Armenian prisoners of war, that be civilians, government authorities from Artsakh, as well as soldiers who have been captured during battle. And you have cultural and religious sites being desecrated every day. There's constantly reports of Azerbaijan, systematic campaign of erasure of the Armenian identity in those occupied regions of Artsakh. So we called on these bodies to do that, and we saw a shift in what was being said around the hallways of parliament. The concerns were being heard, and then in the last 24 hours, actually, the day of the Parliamentary Friends of Azerbaijan meeting was meant to take place, we publicised that information to our community. And within the 8 hours of that day, there was hundreds of emails and calls being sent from our first responders and those of Melbourne's and the broader Victorian Armenian Australian community. We received the good news at about 4 p.m. that from the opposition leader's office, John Pesutto, that his party had decided not to proceed with co-chairing the Parliamentary Friends of Azerbaijan. So Mr. Southwick pulled out of that from that position, which led to the cancellation of that meeting.
Michael, do you think the attempt to form a Friends of Azerbaijan parliamentary group was in response to Friends of Armenia group in the Victorian Parliament?
Oh, definitely. It seems to be a tick-for-tack situation. We launched a Parliamentary Friends of Armenia very early into the 47th Australian Parliament in the Federal Parliament. That was now over 2 years ago. With only 9 months left until the next federal election, Azerbaijan found it opportune in the lead-up to COP29 to establish a Parliamentary Friends of Azerbaijan. But it took them over 2 years to convince members of parliament in the federal place to take on that responsibility. In Victoria, as you mentioned, we launched our friendship group in March 2024, and we have over 18 members of the Victorian Parliament who have joined that friendship group. And because the Armenian National Committee of Australia and our community in Victoria has been more demanding of the rights of the people of Artsakh, recognition of the Armenian genocide, support for the prisoners of war that are currently held in captivity in Azerbaijan, we saw the Consul General over the next 6 months visit the Victorian Parliament regularly. I recall in November late last year, Natalie Suleman facilitated a visit of the Consul General to the Victorian Parliament, where the Consul met with six of her colleagues. We recently saw the Consul General meet with the opposition leader as well, and Mr. Southwick, who later agreed to co-chair the Parliamentary Friends of Azerbaijan before withdrawing. So we've definitely seen them ramp up their presence in Victoria as a result of our advocacy in those hallways.
Michael, I believe Azerbaijan's aggressive behavior was also condemned early this month in the federal parliament.
Yes. So the Australian House of Representatives debated a motion which was championed by Paul Fletcher, the member for Bradfield, and seconded by Jerome Laxau, the member for Bennelong. This motion was a historic achievement for the Armenian-Australian community because it was the first motion we've ever had tabled in the federal parliament on the Artsakh issue, on the Azerbaijan-Artsakh issue. And this motion within it called for several pro-Armenian measures. They included a call on Azerbaijan to stop its erasure of Armenian religious and cultural heritage, to withdraw from the sovereign borders of the Republic of Armenia, which it currently occupies approximately 200 square kilometers of, to release including the government authorities of Artsakh. So we're talking about the likes of Ruben Vartanian, who was the former state minister, David Ishanian, a former member of parliament in Artsakh. And we saw all the speakers speak in support of the motion that was tabled by Mr. Paul Fletcher. Now, it was a 20-minute debate and there was four speakers. The two other speakers included Sophie Scomps, the member for Mackella up in New South Wales on the Northern Beaches, and David Smith, the member for Beam in the Australian Capital Territory. And it was quite potent. It was quite symbolic, actually, that the motion was being championed by Paul Fletcher. He was the first parliamentarian to speak in support of the people of Artsakh's right to self-determination and that issue of independence and freedom for the Armenians of Artsakh. So it was quite beautiful to see, you know, many years later, during his time in parliament, he has championed this issue, but it was received in a bipartisan way.
Michael, last month, ANCAU announced that Australia's former Foreign Minister Garrett Evans had urged Foreign Minister Penny Wong to work for the release of Mr. Ruben Vartanian and his colleagues imprisoned by Azerbaijan. Any updates on this matter?
Yes, well, the Armenian National Committee of Australia has been working on several fronts, one of them being the prisoners of war situation, the cultural and religious desecration, the right of return for Artsakh refugees under international guarantees, and the withdrawal of Azerbaijani troops from the sovereign borders of Armenia. Professor Evans has previously served as a cabinet minister in the Australian Labor Party. Specifically, he served as the Minister for Foreign Affairs for 8 years under the Hawke and Keating governments. And Gareth Evans has had a long relationship with Ruben Vartanian. So the Armenian National Committee of Australia, aware of this relationship, reached out to Mr. Evans, Professor Evans, and highlighted the fact that Ruben Vartanian had been imprisoned for over 6 months. His pre-trial detention had been extended by Azerbaijan on these bogus charges of terrorism when he simply travelled to Artsakh in a time of crisis to help rebuild the country from a humanitarian perspective. And the letter details exactly that. It details the friendship and the close personal relationship between Gareth Evans and Ruben Vartanian, who is quite a well-known Armenian philanthropist, and their time on the Aurora Humanitarian Initiative's Prize for Awakening Humanity. So Gareth Evans has been on the judging panel of that, which was established by Mr. Vartanian. So this was an additional call that has been made by a former foreign minister of Australia. We've had similar calls from federal members of parliament, specifically Michael Suker, MP, who rose in the House of Representatives earlier this year, calling for the release of political prisoners. Holly Hughes, Senator Holly Hughes from New South Wales, who called for the release of political prisoners, as well as the co-chairs of the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Armenia, they also wrote a letter to the Azerbaijani Consul General calling on the regime that they represent to release all the Armenian prisoners of war, civilians and government authorities from the jail cells of Baku.
Michael, I think applications for ANCAU Hagopkortian scholarship are still open until the end of the month.
Yes, definitely. So we announced last year that the Hagopkortian scholarship had been renewed for an additional 5 years by the Kortian family. The scholarship is in honor of their late father, Mr. Hagopkortian, who was one of the founding forces of Haitad in Australia. The program has been established for some years now, and it facilitates the placement of an Armenian-Australian student into either the offices of a member of parliament, a senator, or even a government department and think tanks. So this often tends to cater to those university graduates who are looking for their next steps in life, and it provides a great pathway for them to support the work of the ANC whilst also gaining real work experience with a member of parliament or senator for 3 months of the year. So applications do close on the 30th of June 2024, and individuals can email info@anc.org.au to apply.
Have you received already several applications?
We have a number of former youth advocates who have applied. The issue is obviously them being university age students and just being new graduates. They're currently also applying for other internships that are available to them. So I encourage as many people as possible to apply for this for the Hagopkortian internship program in 2024, because that is still open for the next week or so. And as I said, there's a number of applicants who have applied, but have also considered other internship opportunities postgraduate.
Michael, thank you for accepting my invitation for the interview at short notice. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Vahe.